So what is due today? What assignment are you working on?
Second one.
The commercial. So remember the folder that I want put on my class flash drive, there will be three to choose from, will be a folder that says your name P2. And then everything in that folder, everything should be one session and all your waves that belong to that session. If you put in more than one session and hand that in, you're going to receive a zero. I will hand it back to you, and you have to resave it properly and hand it in for a late grade, no higher than 69. Yes?
What about if we were absent last week and we have multiple things to do that we're going to catch up on this week?
You were absent last week. All you had to do last week was start this assignment. So you're all caught up, right, with Popper? You got a grade for the first assignment?
No.
You did not?
No, but I wrote an email and talked to you about it.
So you were not only absent last Tuesday, you were absent the Tuesday before?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to be working on Popper today. And did you get Popper done?
The second assignment, right?
John Popper, yeah, the editing assignment?
Yeah, I got that done.
That's done?
Yeah.
Okay, then you're going to do your commercial today.
Oh. Okay.
Like everybody else.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Was anybody else absent? Was anybody absent yesterday? Yesterday you missed the review for the midterm and critique of the commercial so far. Some people weren't listened to yesterday. If you weren't listened to and you want a critique from me, bring your flash drive to the radio office. My first concern is to go through studios 1 through 15 and correct your ASI controls so you can get audio. Studios 16 through 21, that stuff is already fixed. Welcome. You want to bring me that? That's already good to go, so that's the first objective. And then I'll be in the radio office. Thank you. And you can bring me your flash drives, and I can critique those if you want. So what time do you want to think about handing in your...
12:30.
Yeah, 12:30, because we need to be taking attendance and leaving at 1, not scrambling to save the work on the flash drive. So you have to have two pieces of music edited together. They must be edited together with no gaps. You have a single voice spot. It's your voice, using your real voice for 50%. Meaning if you want to push your voice down or do a character voice, push your voice up, you can only do that for half, because half has to be your real voice. You cannot edit your voice. You're adjusting levels with the edit envelopes, audio levels. All of your audio must be recorded in at -3, and you must save properly. What should you do with your flash drive before you hand it in and say you're good for the day?
Check on.
Yeah, and I mean my flash drive, actually. Take my flash drive to another computer that you have not worked on, put it in to the USB port, and then you want to explore that drive. You want to open your folder, open your session, and play each section of it. Like, make sure each block plays, and then you can take it out, and you know it's good to go. If it says that audio is missing, or you have flat lines, you need to resave your audio, and you have that in your week 2 notes. You guys did a really nice job with saving last time. I find that the way classes tend to go is when you found success, you tend to kind of go faster the next assignment, and then you mess up. So dot your I's and cross your T's for this assignment. You don't want to make a silly mistake that's going to get you a zero and then a late grade no higher than a 69 because you're going too fast. And it happens all the time. So don't do that. Do you have any questions for me before we go? So those of you who need the review for the midterm, you can come see me in probably half an hour in the radio office and I can get that for you. All right, let's go.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I have heard some very distressing news about this class from multiple instructors. Does anybody want to close the light? Because, goddammit, I look good in the dark. Nobody does? What is your problem? What kind of disrespect do you have in this building? I don't care what you do on that street. This is my home. You don't disrespect it. Phones are turned off during 8:30 to 1. The only time you use your phone is when you're on break. Understood?
Yeah.
And that goes with everybody. Again, first day of class, we let you know.
beverages and food are not allowed in this classroom. Did anybody not hear that? Did I make myself clear? I speak three languages. Do you want them in all three languages? Because I'll give them to you. I had such high hopes for this class. You diminished them completely. Disrespecting your instructors, disrespecting each other. The N-word is not to be used in this building. At all. That is the most insulting word you could use in this building. Do you understand me? Response, please.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
For those of you, and I know who you are, who have been disrespecting my instructors, if you do not stop now, you will not see this marking period end. Do you understand me?
Yes.
I will not have it here. Whoever stands in front of this class is your instructor of the day. You give them respect. If you don't have respect, keep your mouth shut. Do you understand?
Yes.
Because the next time I come in here, it's going to be, I'm going to start selecting students to leave. And I am not kidding, and I am not playing. Who do you think you are? Does anybody have a reason or an excuse or something to say about what's been going on? And I'm hearing it from multiple instructors up and down the hallway. What in the devil do you think you're doing? This isn't your place. This is my home. I set the rules. You don't follow the rules. Get out. Do you understand me? And beverages, as I said, are not allowed in this room. And while I'm talking, headphones are off.
I'm sorry, I'm not part of this class.
You're not, honey? I'm sorry. I don't mean
I
to disrespect you.
No, okay.
It's okay. I cannot believe you people. I truly, to God, cannot believe you. Does anybody have anything to say to me? Please? Please, somebody tell me something. Why you're acting like this?
Who are the instructors?
I'm not pick an instructor.
I don't know. I don't know the instructor. That's why I was asking.
Pick an instructor. I'm serious. Pick an instructor. Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what happened or what was said to make you so upset, but on behalf of the rest of this
I don't want to hear it. You're not the speaker of this class.
Sorry.
You don't owe me an apology. You owe your instructors an apology. And I seriously mean it. If you don't start conducting yourselves like young ladies and gentlemen, I swear to God, I want nothing to do with you. And if you want internships form signed, good luck. Good luck. Because it ain't happening for a while. Do we understand each other? I plan on letting placement know. And I know who the students are. Anybody have anything else except an apology? I want to hear a reason why you guys are acting like fools. Anybody? This is the last time you're going to be talked to. The next time is going to be action. I swear to God as I exist. I will not have that. I don't know who the hell you people think you are, but it's going to stop now. I don't know who told you guys you were great. You're not. You're just as good as I am, and that's not much. Do you understand? Get out.